We're no sort of further forward with this experiment with the pink ball because it's 2 days since we last saw any action.
Yeah, it is a bit early to make too many judgments on how good it's been or not. So, the weather's really not been kind to anybody this week. It's happened quite a lot around the country, so it's not just us. So probably haven't quite got the information the ECB wanted out of this.
Had it been last week or the week before when it was cracking the flags, it would have been a completely different situation.
It would have been, but then we probably wouldn't have turned the lights on either. The last couple of weeks, it was so warm so clear. So, yeah, they got the lights on at least with the clouds, but unfortunately they got the rain as well. Yeah.
Is it, I suppose, to your benefit that you didn't get back on because you were so far behind in this match, 170 runs to make up?
If we're honest, we weren't going to get any more points than a draw out of it. So I like to think we'd have backed ourselves to a draw if we had to. But as you say, we weren't going to get any more bonus points or a win out of it. So a draw was as good as we were going to get. So nothing lost really for us.
And the 8 matches in now as well?
Yeah, 8 matches in. This one's... It's not gone well. The previous two, I thought, had gone pretty well, and we'd started to show some more consistent form. Didn't really adapt to the changes that this game threw at us particularly well, but back to regular Championship cricket next week.
Yeah, you have to go down to Chesterfield now. The entire match against Northants was lost there last year. I'm just thinking about how bad the weather has been this year, and fingers crossed that it improves in the next few days. Personnel-wise, where are you at with that one?
We're getting a couple back. Obviously, we're going to lose a couple of players out of this team, I'd imagine, when the test team gets announced. But we're getting one or two come back. So I think we'll still have a reasonably strong squad when we go to Chesterfield.
So you'd expect Keaton Jennings, for instance, to be with you, or do you think you'd be with the full England side?
Well, I think that's for the England selectors to decide. But I think we'll find out soon.
Right. When does all this become known?
I think the players get told on Saturday. And they meet up on Sunday, so it's a pretty fast turnaround, particularly for the guys who are playing at Worcester in the Lions match. But we'll probably know tomorrow afternoon or Saturday morning.
Yeah, so that obviously Mark Wood and Ben Stokes you wouldn't expect to have with you in Chesterfield. That wasn't part of the plan, but you've got other players who you've rested for this one. I think Paul Coughlan had a bit of a knee problem, didn't he? So he could come back into the action.
Yeah, we rested Potsy really with the idea that with Ben and Mark both being available, it was a good opportunity to give a guy who had quite a bit of work for quite a big spike in his workload in the last couple of weeks, give him a bit of a quiet week. But he'll come back into the side, I'm sure, because he's been very, very good when he's played. Paul Coughlan, yeah, you said slight knee niggle, but all the indications at the moment that's gone well. Usman Arshad's coming back into the reckoning as well. He played a second team game last week. Second team again, unfortunately, this week didn't get as much cricket as they liked, but he got through a 3-day game last week, which was good.
Yeah, and from a point of view of heading down there, you're going into the unknown, really. In all the years I've covered Durham, I think I've only seen one T20 match at Queen's Park in Chesterfield between Durham and Derbyshire.
Yeah, there was a T20 a couple of years back. I think we won that one. Did turn on that particular occasion at that pitch. In my history as a player, it was traditionally a quick and bouncy pitch. It was they had a decent fast bowling attack at Derby in those days, and the ball used to fly through. But I think Imran Tahir is coming into their side this week. I think Jeevan Mendes, I think he's playing his last game this week. So I'd imagine it might be quite dry if they can get it dry.
Yeah. And now you're in plus points. You've got the likes of Derbyshire and Leicestershire just ahead of you, haven't you? You've got to start to be thinking you can catch teams like them.
Yeah, I think the ambition has to be to see as far up the table as we can get. I mean, how far that might be is difficult to say. But yeah, the ambition has got to be to see what position we can end up in.
And finally, looking back at this saturated scene here, the benefits of this is that your players have had 2 days off, really, haven't they, this week, because you didn't get on after 5:25 on Tuesday.
I'll not deny that the fact that the bowlers only had to bowl the once, I'm pretty pleased about that, really. Means we've got a better chance of having a stronger squad to pick from on Monday.